Good morning, good people. It is 20th August 2020. We celebrate the memorial of Saint Bernard, Abbot and Doctor of the Church. The readings are from Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 23 to 28, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 22, verses 1 to 14. Whenever we feel drained and invaded by sin, God refuels us with God's Spirit and cleanses us completely. God generously offers the best gifts possible daily. It is our preparedness and openness to make us worthy partakers of such gifts. It is the Spirit of God gives, creates, and confers us with life. In the first reading, God shares God's intention to purify us and make us new again. Quote, "A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove from your body the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Unquote. Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26. Time and time again, we are assured that we are God's people by following the word of God. Acknowledging God's holiness and name, we renew ourselves and remind ourselves that we are God's exclusive possession and people. The moment we tend to forget God, the evil one claims our life, intrudes, instructs, and interferes with our life. Not just belonging to a community makes us feel better, but by participating in the struggles of the community. Our efficacy comes out by being faithful to God's word. The responsorial psalm praises, quote, "I will pour clean water on you and wash away all your sins," unquote. Psalm 51. The gospel explains God's selection depends on our cooperation. God invites us repeatedly to be part of God's blessing at God's table of love and mercy. The kind of life we live either allows us to enjoy the banquet or exit. The Holy Eucharist is a visible sign of God's banquet. We all receive the invitation, but we are not so serious to attend the banquet due to our forgetfulness and priority over chores of life. Unless we put on the mind of Christ, we cannot experience what God offers to us. Quote, "In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus," unquote. Philippians chapter 2 verse 5. It is through the obedience to God's word we are recognized and honored by God. Quote, "For many are called, but few are chosen," unquote. Matthew chapter 22 verse 14. All those who are familiar with the word of God and in relationship with Jesus are chosen. The baptism of the Spirit of God allows us to participate and benefit from the banquet of the Lord. May we keep our conscience pure and life meaningful by sharing what we have received with others. Have a lovely day. God bless you.